How you doing, Miles?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, Raiders, a team that you knew were on to you. Did you come make a visit up here, and did you talk to them at the combine and that sort of thing?
I talked to them at the combine, and I did know that they've expressed interest in me, and I'm just very excited to be a Raider.
You're from pretty close by. Did you root for or at least follow this team at all growing up?
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, I'm about 25 minutes east of Sacramento in a town called Granite Bay, and it's about a two-hour shot to Oakland. I've been to a few games growing up, and it's just going to be amazing to be able to play on that field and wear a Raider uniform.
How would you describe yourself as a player?
I'm a very versatile player, and I pride myself on being tough and playing through every game and practice, no matter how I feel and what's going on with my body. But I'm an explosive and powerful player, and I just love the game and I love the violence of it, and I just love to go out there and compete.
Not sure what sort of defensive scheme you were running at San Diego State, but did you play, traditional weak side or strong side?
We ran a 3-3-5 defense, pretty original defense. Rocky Long, our head coach, was actually kind of the creator of it. It's a kind of a linebacker's dream of a defense. I played right outside linebacker. There's three linebackers, right, left outside and right outside, which are interchangeable in one mic. But I was able to line up all over the field, blitz off the edge, line up on the tight end, line up outside of the box, inside the box, blitz from the inside, play Tampa 2 covers. So I got to do a little bit of everything, and I think that's kind of what helped work for me in this draft.
How have the Raiders said that they want to use you out here?
I think it's going to, start off as an outside linebacker, but they told me that I'm versatile enough to kind of move around if I need to, but I'm just eager to help wherever they need me, and, if that's special teams too, I'd love to play special teams, and I just want to contribute to this organization, and I'm just very excited to be a Raider.
Who did you talk to today when they called? Who did you talk to?
Oh, I talked to a lot of people. I talked to the head coach, defensive coordinator, Tom Jones, operations, and public relations. So and then I haven't been off the phone since they called me and drafted me. They sent me over to you guys.
What do you like? You have some success blitzing in college. What do you like about rushing the quarterback?
I like it a lot. A lot of the time, it's a one-on-one situation. It's you versus another guy, and you got to go beat him to get to the quarterback. It's just a fun deal, especially when you get that sack and you make a big momentum play that can help your defense out. Is a great feeling.
Where did you take the phone call? Are you in San Diego now? Are you in Granite Bay? Or are you?
I'm in Granite Bay.
Mm-hmm. With your family sitting there watching the thing, or just how did you pass the time?
Yeah, they're. I put it on speakerphone, and they could hear the whole thing, and they're really excited. They're so excited for me, and, they can come to the games, and I even had to move out of the other room. They were starting to get a little loud. It was hard to hear.
Who do you emulate in your interview?
I've heard a lot of comparisons with different players, and a little Clay Matthews just because of the position that I played in college, but, I don't try to emulate anybody on the field. There's things that I... from a mental standpoint that I like about, Clay Matthews and Brian Urlacher, they bring the same intensity to every play, and that's something that I try to do on the field is, just play as hard as I can every play, and that's when good things happen.
During this process, what was the one thing you tried to show scouts? What was the thing you thought you had to prove the most?
Just that I'm a versatile enough player to play any linebacker spot.
Reggie McKenzie's been pretty adamant about wanting guys that are, not just like to play football, that just love it, that it's their passion, it's everything they want to do. Is that sums you up?
Yes, absolutely. I've been playing since I was in fifth grade, and immediately the first day after practice, I knew that I wanted to play in the NFL. It's a dream come true to be here in this point right now. But I know I have a whole lot of work to do right now to get on that field and to make a difference, and that's all I want to do is I want to win games.
Has Kirk Morrison still hung around the program? Do you know him at all?
You know what? Yeah, he was. He came to a couple days of our summer camp this year or this past year before the season, and it was good to talk to him a little bit and just to see that he's still a loyal Aztec and he's an Aztec for life, and he cares about our program, and I wish nothing but the best for him, and he's obviously a good linebacker.
I read that you did a standing backflip at your pro day. What was behind that?
I ended up finishing my three-cone drill, and it just kind of felt good, and crowd cheered. It was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous thing, and I just pulled off a backflip.
So we should expect that for your first special teams touchdown here?